Good day. I'm Vaughn Davis with GIS Midday News for Monday, April 25. Coming up, Prime Minister calls on St. James residents to assist the police in the fight against crime, government to review national cultural policy, and Haile Selassie High receives major cash donation. The details after the break.
JCDC in association with the Chase Fund presents the Festival of the Performing Arts National Finals 2016. Come see the best in music, speech, drama, dance, traditional folk forms, and the exciting deaf dance competition. April 5th, 29, Little Theatre, 10 a.m. daily. Admission, adults $400, children $200. Special group rates available. Sponsored by Nestle, Happy Eyes, National Health Fund, Lifespan, Excelsior, Jamaica Association for the Deaf, and the KSAC. Visit jcdc.gov.jm for more information.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is urging residents of St. James to work alongside the police to halt the upsurge in serious crimes in the parish. Mr. Holness says despite government's efforts to equip the police as well as provide social welfare and development programs for residents, they must play an active role in determining the quality of life they want to experience in their communities.
Montego Bay is the gateway to much of the investments coming into Jamaica. However, investors may think twice when they read about the level of crime in Jamaica. This government, your government, will make the investment in you and your community. We'll fix your roads, collect your garbage, and reopen your training center. But you have to hold on crime. Violence is not the only way to resolve conflicts.
The Prime Minister was speaking while on a tour of the Market District in Montego Bay, St. James. Mr. Holness also visited the communities of Flanker and Glendon, where he spoke with young people about the crime situation in the second city, encouraging them to avoid antisocial behaviors. The government has seen a major increase in revenues collected from the private sector since the introduction of the Junior Stock Exchange, JSE, some 10 years ago. In a press release Friday, the Ministry of Finance said prior to the JSE, the 29 listed companies generated $225 million in General Consumption Tax GCT payments. Since the JSE introduction, they have generated approximately $984 million, a 337% increase. PAYE payments have also increased significantly, moving from $243.5 million to $479 million, a 96.5% increase. National Insurance Scheme contributions have gone up by 120%, moving from $51 million to $112 million. National Housing Trust contributions have also grown significantly, moving from $79 million to $148 million, an 87% increase. Additionally, the ministry says 797 new permanent jobs have been created at the 29 companies on the Junior Stock Exchange since they listed on the market. The Haile Selassie High School in St. Andrew is to receive a donation of $600,000 from Prince Ermias Sale Selassie, grandson of the late Emperor of Ethiopia, Haile Selassie. Announcement of the donation was made on Friday at the annual Founders Day event held at the institution. Prince Ermias says his grandfather placed great emphasis on the value of education.
His Majesty saw education as an advancement. He saw the Ethiopian people as his own children. We weren't his only children. There are many Ethiopians who he sent abroad to study, but they all started also from very humble backgrounds, from village schools, who were given scholarships, who went on to become ministers, who went on to become leaders in Ethiopia. So his vision and foresight has extended here to Jamaica.
Principal of the Haile Selassie High School, Lorenzo Ellis, says the funds will be used in the school's building program. Prince Ermias was presented with the keys to the city of Kingston by Mayor Dr. Angela Brown Burke. The prince and his wife, Princess Saba Kebede, are on the island to commemorate the 50th anniversary of Haile Selassie's 1966 visit to Jamaica. And the government is slated to sign a funding agreement with the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, for a review of the national cultural policy. Culture Minister Olivia Grange made the announcement at the unveiling of the Port Antonio Gateway sign leading to the Blue and John Crow Mountains World Heritage Site in Portland recently. Ms. Grange says once the funding is secured, the ministry will begin island-wide consultation on the policy.
Consultations will take place right across the island and will be open to all persons from every parish. I want to emphasize that you must be part of the change to make culture and the heritage stronger, tangible and intangible assets in our national development.
The policy will be revised to reflect current trends and to drive economic growth through the creative industries. The National Cultural Policy was first introduced in 2003 with the aim of making Jamaica a cultural super state. That was GIS News. I'm Vaughn Davis.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.